Good morning, everybody. So yesterday we started doing different machlokos about Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So we were making a top 10. So we did five. It's not really a top 10. It's just the 10 that I found first. So we did five different discussions, debates, and poskim yesterday. And today we'll try to hit the other five debates and poskim. So there is a fascinating debate in poskim whether one could be machmir to sit on the ground even after chatzos on Tisha B'Av. Meaning we know that the practice is that that's one of the only things that changes at chatzos. The other one being? No, not eating. Tefillin. The other one being talis and tefillin, that we put on talis and tefillin only at mincha time and not beforehand. In fact, this sometimes leads to the mistaken impression that some people have that once chatzos comes on Tisha B'Av, it's kind of over. It is not, and all the other isurim of Tisha B'Av still apply at chatzos until the end of the day. In fact, every halacha of Tisha B'Av applies until the end of the day. It is only minhagim that do not apply until the end of the day. And sitting on the ground on Tisha B'Av, although for an avel is a halacha, on Tisha B'Av it is a minhag. And therefore, that goes away at chatzos. So sitting on the floor, since it's not meagradin, it's just a minhag, so the Rama says it only applies until chatzos, which is during the time you're saying kinos, which is similar to the minhag, not to wear talis and tefillin on Tisha B'Av, unless you hold that the reason you don't wear talis and tefillin in the morning is because the first half of the day is like an avil biyom rishon, and the halacha is that an avil biyom rishon does not put on talis and tefillin right after the levaya. They don't go home and put on talis and tefillin. They wait till the next day to put on talis and tefillin. Tefillin really, because tefillin are called the pe'er. So the same is true when it comes to malacha as well. That's a minag, and therefore malacha later in the day on Tisha B'Av is much more kal than earlier in the day on Tisha B'Av. So what's the machlokas? So there's a machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and other poskim, including Rav Shurmbach and the Moad de Muzmanim, whether it is a worthy chumrah or not a worthy chumrah to continue to sit on the floor after chatzos. The Mishnah Brura seems to assume that it is in fact a worthy chumrah, whereas Rav Shurmbach and Moad de Muzmanim, Chelkeis, the Mishnah Mem Aleph, says that it's best after chatzos to dafka sit on a higher chair. And the explanation is probably because the Rama says, that nowadays, as soon as we finish kinos, which we go up until pretty much chatzos with kinos, that's the practice, says the Rama, then after that, we sit on chairs. It seems that sitting on the floor is associated with kinos more than it is with anything else. So the Mishnah Brura says that it's mutter to be leishav al gabe karkav afilu achar chatzos. The kolahu yom a kavua lebechiyah v'hesped. The whole day is a day of crying and a day of hesped. Ulinin zel oshkechina b'may dekari moed. So the fact that it's called a moed does not have any impact. However, Rav Shurmbach, as well as many other poskim, say that no, there is also this inyan on Tisha B'Av of the fact that it's called moed. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says, we don't say tachnun on Tisha B'Av because it's called a moed. So we acknowledge that, we give a nod to the fact that it's called a moed dafka by sitting on a higher chair once the kinos are over, once we reach chatzos hayom. In fact, we're mitzapel in chama because Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, and we try to express a little bit of that hope through our behaviors on Tisha B'Av. That is a one machlokas. The second machlokas, what about a person who has to eat on Tisha B'Av? They're a chola and they therefore need to eat on Tisha B'Av. Can they eat meat or drink wine on Tisha B'Av? Very often a person has to eat on Tisha B'Av, they'll ask, do I have any restrictions? So usually, I'll just respond, don't overdo it, right? So what does don't overdo it mean? So there is a machlokas, a fascinating machlokas. The Briska Rav writes that a chola who must eat on Tisha B'Av can drink wine. Nafkamina is when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday and he's going to make Havdalah ala yayin, says the Briska Rav. You could drink wine. Aye, but the whole 9 days you're not allowed to drink wine, the whole 9 days you're not allowed to eat meat. He says, yeah, that's because the whole 9 days has a din of aninus, and the Tisha B'Av itself has a din of avelus. In fact, an avel does eat meat. An avel does drink wine. The Gemara even goes so far as to say, lo nivra yayin ella lenachim boas avelim. Wine was created for the sole purpose of providing nechama for Avelim. So don't tell me that an Avel is not allowed to drink wine. An Avel of course drinks wine. An Avel of course eats meat. You send meals to a Sheveh house. It could be Milchiks, it could be Fleishiks. There's no problem. An Avel eats meat. Then we have a minute. We have a halacha in the Gemara that you don't eat meat at the Suda Mafsekes. A minhag extends it through the 9 days. But the halacha Suda Mafsekes, because Suda Mafsekes, that's when the person is considered to be an Onain. That is the sheet of the Briska Rav. However, if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagrees. And Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, no, absolutely not. A person on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine for the 9 days. You're for sure not allowed to eat meat and drink wine on Tisha B'Av itself. In fact, Rav Nevin Sal, my friend Rabbi Warren Sinneman sent me a copy from Rav Nevin Sal Sefer, of the page from Rav Nevin Sal Sefer, where he explains the sheet of Rav Shlomo Zalman. That there's a Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Tainus that says that Rav would dip his bread in ashes on Erev Tisha B'Av, which is our practice, and he would say, Zui Su'udas Tisha B'Av. He would say, this is Su'udas Tisha B'Av. So it indicates that really that the Suda Mafsekes is a Sudas Ha'avelim, which is really most relevant to Tisha B'Av. It's just that, Elamai, you can't have a Sudas Ha'avelim on Tisha B'Av because you're not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. So what do? We have the Suda on Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Suda Mafsekes is like what a Suda would look like if you could have a Suda on Tisha B'Av. Similar to the way many understand the Suda that we have on Erev Yom HaKippurim, or the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom HaKippurim, that it's Ki'ilu, that's being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov for Yom HaKippurim, through the eating that you do. So this is the opposite. It's the Suda Tisha B'Av that you have at the Suda Mafsekes. And in fact, the proof is the Gemara in Tainus Daf Lamed teaches that Kala Ochel Basar Vishosa Yayin B'Tisha B'Av Alava Kasvomer V'Tiav Onosam Al Atzmosam, that it's a terrible thing to eat meat and drink wine on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, of course, you're not allowed to eat anything, drink anything. Says Rashi, what does it mean on Tisha B'Av? Suda Mafsekes. It means B'Suda Shemafsek B'Av. So you see very clearly that when we talk about the Suda Mafsekes, we call that a Suda Tisha B'Av. So there's only one place where there's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine, and that's the Suda Mafsekes. So therefore, says Rishon Mazal, and you see from the Bavli and the Yerushalmi that the Suda Mafsekes is called the Suda Tisha B'Av, so that indicates to us that if one were allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, they would not be allowed to eat meat and drink wine. You would have to follow the rules of Suda Mafsekes. And that's why he disagrees with the Briska Rav. Another fascinating machlokas is whether a person is allowed to eat fleishig leftovers during the 9 days. You had a Shabbos Chazon and you had meat, you had plenty to eat over Shabbos Chazon, but you couldn't finish it all. Can you have leftovers during the 9 days without a siyum masechta, without anything else? So the Rav Avadya Yosef in Chazon Avadya on Ta'anios, page Kufayin Zayin, says that yesh al nidasmuch, there is what to rely on to have leftovers during the 9 days. Everybody else says no. The Shari Tshuva in Sivkat Nir Aleph says, b'medina senu lo shamati misha mekel b'zeh, never even heard of someone being mekel, misha mekel b'zeh b'chal poritz geder. And if you're mekel on this, you're a poritz geder. Where in the world would that come from? That you're allowed to eat leftovers? A sugya in chulin, daf yud zayin. The Gemara discusses, basar nechira shahayelam yisal b'chnisasam la'aretz. What was the halacha? The halachas of shechita only became operative once we entered Eretz Yisrael. So the animal could have been killed with nechira, without shechita, without a proper shechita, without what we would consider a kosher shechita in the midbar, and you'd be allowed to eat it. So what if you have meat left over in your freezer when you were in the midbar and you come into Eretz Yisrael? Do you have to now empty out your freezer and throw out all your meat? Or do you say the basar nechira, that since it was mutter in the midbar, it remains mutter? The Gemara leaves it as a teku. So maybe since this, so it's the same shaila. Here you have basar that was mutter because it was Shabbos, so it was mutter. And now that Shabbos is over, maybe it should remain mutter. So since the Gemara leaves it as a teku, and the whole Indian of not eating meat during 9 days is only a minhag, so maybe we could say something to Rabban Lakula. The Bnei Saskar is also worried that if we're machmir, then people won't buy enough food for Shabbos. And what's their Shabbos going to look like? Because they're going to be very stingy about the food that they buy for Shabbos because they don't want to have to throw out extra food. The Chida in Birkei Yosef says that in order to encourage proper fulfillment of Suda Shabbos, that's why we allow eating leftovers later in the during the week. However, the Stei Chemed in Pas HaSada, Bein HaMetzar and Simen Aleph Oz Gimel, proves from the Magen Avraham Sivkat and Chavav that this is not true. Because Magen Avraham says that as soon as the Tzibur davens Marav HaMetzar Shabbos, even if you haven't davened yet, but the Tzibur davened, you can't eat meat and drink wine anymore. You're still holding by Shalosh Shuddos. You're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine anymore. That obviously assumes that you you're not allowed to eat Shabbos leftovers, because he's talking about where you're still holding in Shalosh Shudas, but the whole community already davened Maariv, and he still says you have to stop eating meat. And also, if the Svar of the Birkei Yosef were correct, it should be mutter to eat any meat that was left over from before Rosh Chodesh. What do you need to have meat left over from Shabbos? Even from before Rosh Chodesh would be okay. Furthermore, the Nod B'Yudin Madura Tinyana Yardei Asim Samach Dalit points out that the rush is difficult because then every Nazir would be allowed to drink wine that had been in his possession from before. Every Nazir would be allowed, meaning that's not true. So obviously he suggests that the case in Chulin is only by Basar Nechira, where the Torah's Mechadesh in Isra of Basar Nechira but delays the beginning of the Isra until they enter Eretz Yisrael. So there's room to argue that since the beginning of the Isra is being delayed, whatever you had from before is mutter. When the Rosh applies that to a neder, he's talking about a case where you delay the beginning of the period of the neder. That's a total different story to apply that to a neder. Okay, next machlokas. This is machlokas number 4, I think. Are kids allowed to wear leather shoes on Tisha B'Av? So there's a machlokas we showed him if non-leather materials are problematic, if they're comfortable. The Rambam was machmir about this. That's why every once in a while someone will get all excited and say, oh, sneakers are a problem, Crocs are a problem, this is a problem. They're the same problem that's been debated for hundreds of years. Right? It was a machlokas we showed him. If you have comfortable shoes that are not made out of leather, are you allowed to wear them or not? I remember that 10, 15 years ago, every single year, they would, like on the Yeshiva World News, it would be like, big story, Rav Yashiv Paskins, you're not allowed to wear Crocs on Tisha B'Av. And everyone would go nuts. Oh no, what changed this year? Nothing changed. Same machlokas. He just always Paskin that way. That was his p'sak. The majority of Poskim assume not that way. They assume that you're allowed to wear sneakers. But there are Yidden like that, that will walk around only in socks on Tisha B'Av because they don't want to have any support for their feet. But it's an old machlokas we've shown him. Most are noig l'kula. So the machlokas is that Rav Sturmbach, Amod Muzman, Chelik Zayin, Sim Reish and Alf, and Ramayshin, Yerdei Chelik Alf, Sim Reish Chavdalid, say that by all Nihugei Avelus, we should be Mechanech Ketanim. So we should be Mechanech Ketanim, not to wear shoes either. However, the Chachmas Adam, Klal Kufman Beis, if Yod Zayin disagrees, and he says there's no mitzvah of Chinuch on Nilas Asandal, on the issue of wearing leather shoes. The explanation might be that one doesn't have to observe this if it will be painful. Like if you're going to be walking in the street, Halach is then you're allowed to wear leather shoes. Rabbi Sablowski said that once in Marosh HaKolel, Tisha B'Av was on Sunday, and guys had forgotten to bring their Tisha B'Av shoes before Shabbos to the Beis Medrash, so they had to walk back to the bunk to get their Tisha B'Av shoes, so can they continue to wear their Shabbos shoes to go back to the bunk? So Rabbi Sablowski said that he was makel because he thought to walk on the rocks in camp, it's not just stam, that it's not comfortable, it's going to be very painful, and there could be broken pieces of glass, there could be anything out there. He said that at the time, some of the boys asked him, some of the other boys asked Rabbi Willick, and Rabbi Willick was machmir. He said, what do you mean? There's no glass over there. You can walk, you'll be uncomfortable on the rocks. So, okay, but they all agree to the same principle, that if it's going to be very, very painful, then a person does not have to observe this stringency. Normally, in the mitzvah of chinuch is understood in one of two ways. Either you're getting the child accustomed to certain behaviors, or it's a fulfillment as neina mitzvah v'yosa. But a child is normally considered to be a chol l'shem v'sakana. So it could be that the logic to be lenient is that it's just too much for children to handle. That for a chol l'shem v'sakana, not to have proper footwear is going to be dangerous for him. The logic to be machmir is that nowadays there are really good shoes that the sneakers, adrab, the kid never wears leather shoes. The least comfortable shoe on his foot is the leather shoe he has to wear for his, for Shabbos or for Chasana or something. You know that, but he's perfectly happy with his sneakers the whole rest of the week. So there's no. There's no sacrifice. And then the final machlokas, this relates to husbands and wives, whether one needs to observe harchakos on Tisha B'Av. There is a halacha that when a woman is in nida, it's not only that there's an isra of tashma shamita, lots of other stuff is asr also. Even things that seem benign and don't seem romantic at all are asr between husband and wife. Question is, what about on Tisha B'Av? She's tahora, she's not in nida, but there is an isra of tashma shamita for sure, right? That's one of the chamesh inuyim. They don't tell you that when you're a little kid in school. They tell you there's eating and drinking, Right, that's how they smudge it over. Eating and drinking, and sicha, and rechitza, and nilas asandal. But of course, eating and drinking is really one, right? But they just don't want to have to teach you tashmish hamita. So eating, it's eating, drinking, that's one, and then tashmish hamita is how we get to five. So there is an issue of tashmish hamita. It might be the only one, actually, that applies when Tisha B'Av is chal on Shabbos, because that's avelu shebitzina. If you hold that it's really, if you hold that when Tisha B'Av is chal on Shabbos, it really has a din of Tisha B'Av, then you would observe Dvarim Shebitzina. So the machlokas over here is Kafachayim writes in Tavkof and Dal Tzivkan Pehei to practice all harchakos, especially chibuk v'nishuk, especially hugging and kissing. Rabbi Kivegri quotes a targum on Koheles that the pasuk says something along the lines of Eislach bok veislarachek mechabok or something like that. Anyone know by heart? The pasuk says that there's a time to embrace and a time to be distanced from embracing, and the Rabbi Kivegri quotes that the Targum says, "What's the time to distance yourself from embracing?" Corona. No, he says that it's a reference to Tisha B'Av. That's when a person doesn't embrace. So Rabbi Sablowski thought this is a reasonable chumrah for people to observe all the harchakos. Nevertheless, the large majority of contemporary Gedolei HaPoskim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Rav Avadya Yosef, large majority of contemporary Gedolei HaPoskim say that although maybe it's a good idea to refrain from chibuk v'nishuk, but there's definitely no need to observe all of the harchakos. One of the chamishinim, like we said, is Shemitah. The Mishnah Berurah says that at night one should be careful not even to touch, but there's room to be lenient during the day. The Ramah in Yardes, Mishin Sad Tesnuch Avelus, says to avoid Chibuk Venishuk during Avelus, and the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nundalid says that they can't sleep in the same bed. So the Magen Avram says, Biyom Efshar Lahakel, that during the daytime there's room to be Makel. So the Shartin explains that the reason why we're more willing to be Makel on Tisha B'Av than we are, let's say, on Yom Kippur during the daytime, is that on Tisha B'Av, people are totally unattractive. On Tisha B'Av, everyone is in sackcloth and no one's made up and no one has bathed and everyone is a little bit gross. On Yom Kippur, people get dressed up in nice clothing. So on Yom Kippur, it's also even during the day. It's questionable whether that distinction should still be applicable nowadays. People generally aren't totally gross on Tisha, you know, they haven't showered for 10 days. You know, like that was part of the experience. So I don't know if that applies necessarily in our communities. But anyway, that's a tenth machlokas about Tisha B'Av, whether the harchakos are supposed to be observed during Tisha B'Av. Okay, we'll stop there.